Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on, and listen live. We welcome all of our listeners on the web. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. Welcome to you this morning. Well, it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. We're back on the grind, getting your work week going and your school week. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Well, you know it. You know they're in effect until 9 o'clock. So make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there on time. But most importantly, make sure you give yourself enough time to slow it down. As we were driving in this morning, it's kind of misting rain, and it feels wet outside and kind of damp and cold. So make sure that, again, you're giving yourself enough time so that if you've got to stop suddenly, you know, you're safe. You're in a safe zone. We see way too many accidents every single morning. So just a reminder. Well, today is February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, and it's 7:35 a.m. So if you've got to get there at 8 o'clock, you've got plenty of time. Slow down. Get there safely. Well, we hope that you guys had a really great weekend. We know, just like everybody in America and around the world, we're mourning the death, of course, of Whitney Houston. But that said, you know, she was honored last night at the 54th annual Grammy Awards by Jennifer Hudson. And wow. How amazing was Jennifer last night? You know, the big winner last night, if you didn't get to see the Grammys, the 54th annual, was Adele. She made Grammy history on Sunday night, winning in all six categories that she was eligible to win in. And you know what? That tied her with Beyoncé's 2010 Grammy wins for winning the female artist in the number of Grammys that she won in one night. She tied Beyoncé. And, you know, she's also a British girl. So that was really, really interesting to see. She's the one of the youngest, 23 years old. And she easily surpassed the former record holders, Paul Simon, Carole King, and Christopher Cross, each of whom were 29 years old when they achieved that feat. And what about Chris Brown winning a Grammy last night? It was an amazing night for a lot of people, and many stars that came together, of course, converged, and many spoke about their feelings about Whitney Houston and their sadness, the industry's loss and the world's loss of Whitney Houston, 48 years young and gone. You know, we have been talking a lot about grief, but most importantly, we've been talking a lot about self-love. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning with someone who absolutely is amazing and has helped millions of people, has written more than 16 books. Melody Beattie is who we're talking about. And we're going to talk about our mantra and our theme for this month, right before Valentine's Day, and that is self-love. Understanding what that is, breaking it down, and helping us all to have a realization and a revelation about what self-love really means. And it couldn't come at a more poignant time than the loss of one of the greatest singers in the industry. And as we think of Whitney Houston and we think of the loss of one of the greatest singers of all time, we think of her family, her mother, her daughter, and all of those who loved her. We can't not talk about her without talking about loving oneself and what that really means, not only for women as we broach Valentine's Day, as we're on the eve of Valentine's Day, but what it means for each and every one of us, because we started feeling in our spirit that a lot of the things that we're experiencing in our state and in our world, especially with domestic violence, with drug and alcohol addiction, and with all of these things that we're hearing so much about, and we're hearing about these things on a regular, daily basis, the root cause has got to be self-love. So until we really understand and we really wrap our heads around what loving yourself is and what it isn't, I think we're going to see more of the same. And so this morning, that's the vein that we wanted to flow in. We want to talk about loving ourselves and talk about the God kind of love. Because, you know, as we sat and watched the footage this weekend as millions, not only in America, but across the world, watched Whitney Houston's life and her legacy and all that she was and all that she had become over time, we just started saying, you know, what does it take to really have that God kind of love for yourself? That love that when the adulation of the people is gone and the crowds are no longer screaming and there are no longer people there that say they love you in just word, what happens on a deeper level of self? And that's what I started thinking about as we honor the memory of Whitney Houston, because we can only speculate about her death, and we don't want to even intimate that we know what happened, but you know, we want to begin to encourage people, especially women in the area of loving yourself. Because until and unless you understand what that really means, you'll never fully be present to love anyone else. And we will see more addiction. We'll see more of the same. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to welcome back Melody Beattie to the OPT. You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. We're back after this.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts and lasts, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Advisors. Get on the right financial path with Carol Henry Kinder. Listen, we've talked about it, and we're going to continue to talk about it. Financially, many people have gotten in the ditch, so to speak. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring shows that will really encourage you in the way of your finances and help you to get on track. And what we have learned from Carol Henry Kinder is this. It's never too late to start saving, for your retirement, and to start taking care of your money. Listen, if you're looking for a great financial advisor, Carol Henry Kinder, start by phoning her at 318-448-8600. Also, Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. If you're in and around Avoyelles Parish, here's the number to phone. It's 318-346-6695. And of course, our great friends at Williams Tax Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams, making this segment of the OPT possible. If you're just joining us this morning, you know, we were talking about the 54th annual Grammy Awards, and what an exciting night it was for Adele. And if you were listening at the top of the show, that was one of her shows, one of her songs. 23 years old, winning 6 Grammys. It's just always amazing to see people doing well and living their dreams and living their passion. And this month, switching gears, you know, it has been our passion to talk to you about self-love and what that really means. And why we're still seeing so many people that are falling by the wayside and not living up to their full potential. And you know, this weekend we were out and about, and we were on the fishing banks. We did go fishing this week, but on our travels back into the city, you look at people and you see people on the street corners, and instead of wondering who they're not, I wonder who they are, and I wonder who the king or queen
that lies within really is. Instead of casting dispersion and judging and looking for what's wrong, we try to look at what's right. And we believe that a lot of the root cause of what's not right is self-love. And so that's what we have really wanted to focus on this month. In addition to that, it is Black History Month. We will be so honored to bring Dr. Maya Angelou.
Dr. Angelou.
I know. You get so excited every time I say that, huh? It just,
she'll be coming.
Yeah, it warms our heart to have an icon, one of the leading poets of all time, a Renaissance woman, contemporary voice of our time, a poet, an educator, a historian, a best-selling author, an actress, a playwright, a civil rights activist, a producer, a director. But not only that, she's a mother, she's a sister, she's a friend. And, you know, when we look at what has happened this weekend and all the news broadcasts are talking about Whitney Houston and her life and her legacy.
Yes.
You know, DC, it's tough because for us, we really personally understand addiction in a very, very real and tangible way.
Absolutely.
And so, though we don't want to make any assumptions or presumptions about Whitney's death, we do understand that she has had a long history of battling drug and alcohol abuse. And one of the things that was said this weekend, and it resonated with us, is that drugs and alcohol are the only problem that present itself as the solution. And you said what about that?
I said that it is a real battle. And that when I heard that, it was one of the most profound things that I've heard. You know, it is the absolute only problem that presents itself as the solution. And that is what makes it so hard for people to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so tricky, it's cunning, it's baffling, and it's powerful. And it tricks people into just doing themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And but for the grace of God, there goes I.
Right.
You know, because any one of us who are recovering from addiction can look at a situation that you know, when you look at the Michael Jackson situation and you look at, you know, many, many people mm-hmm. who have succumbed and failed to some type of addiction, you know that it could happen to anybody. And the longer you roll around in it, the greater your chances will be of you falling to it.
And, you know, as we look at Whitney's life and her legacy, we just hope that this is another opportunity for us, DC, to really speak to people about addiction and about turning the corner. But we know personally in our own family, on both sides of our family, we know how tough it is to turn that corner. And even when the corner is turned, to stay on the right path.
Absolutely.
And so with that said, DC, you know, there are so many people, just as we speak this morning, that have hopefully been blessed enough to wake up from a drug addiction binge. What do we begin to say to those people this morning in helping them to turn the corner?
Well, you know, there's really not a whole lot that you can say. People only see what they're prepared to mm-hmm. see. You know, we can talk till we're blue in the face in telling people that drugs and alcohol, once you've crossed over that threshold, are bad for you. But until they decide,
right.
until that person decides for themselves that they're going to do something different, then there's really absolutely nothing anybody can do for them, because they have to hit some sort of bottom
right.
before they can realize that, you know, drugs and alcohol, you know, is the problem in their lives.
And, you know, we will probably talk about it many more times, but we know that the enemy's mission is simply this. And as I was getting ready this morning, I said, you know, the devil is one of those people that never takes a day off. He never calls in sick. His mission, his job is simply this: to kill something or somebody, to steal something from us, or to destroy us. And so, with that said, we want to continue to have these open conversations about the things in our lives that come to attack us. And as I was meditating on this month being the love month, I really wanted to say that a lot of this comes from not loving ourselves enough. And you've been there personally, DC. And what's that about, not loving yourself and not enough to put things in your body that could possibly kill you?
Well, we get to a point where we try to use things, euphoric things, to put inside of our body to make us feel a certain way. And what happens is along the way somewhere it turns on us. Instead of making us feel good, we start dealing with the consequences of putting those things in our bodies. And what happens is it starts taking more. You know, of course, we develop a tolerance for it where it takes more to, and then it starts to interfere in your financial life and your family life. And, you know, we go into these into denial where we're thinking that it's not that. It's just, if I would get this straight or get that straight, I'll be okay. And we're totally oblivious to what's really going on. And that's the power that addiction has over the people that it grips. It makes you think everything is okay when it's absolutely not.
A sense of well-being.
Exactly.
A false sense of well-being.
A false sense of security. And that's what it started out giving us in the very beginning. But along the path of when we cross over into the abyss, into the addiction part of it, it turns on us. And we're still trying to get the same effect that it gave us in the beginning. And it just doesn't work anymore.
Right. Never as good as the first time.
It just doesn't work. We can't get it to do what it was doing. And once we cross over into the addiction, whatever it is, whether it's gambling, sex, drugs, whatever it is, we're still trying to get it to give us what it gave us in the beginning, and it no longer does that.
So
we're left stuck trying to use it to cope, and all it's doing is making life just getting worse.
You know, as a person in recovery, one of the things that you said, and I thought it was so poignant initially when Whitney came back out, and it was her catharsis, I guess, her coming out.
Right.
And you said something at that moment. You said, I think that she's getting back to work and getting back on the stage too soon.
Oh, absolutely. 6 months in is really, and this was just my own personal belief, you know, from my, you know, education background of behavioral science, not only my education, but I've lived through it.
Right.
And I've gone through where I tried to come back quick like that, and it never worked. And what happens is alcohol and drug addiction takes so much of a toll on you, and it doesn't happen overnight. For instance, if we've been working on being addicts for 15 years, we can't fix it in 6 months.
Right.
And what'll happen is, the disease will cause us to become complacent. And once we become complacent, we think we have it beat. And then we start doing things like we used to do them, and then the disease will clip us. It'll knock us. It'll come knock us out and knock us back off out of our program. And the next thing you know, you relapse, and it doesn't take any time to be right back where you were before you went into recovery. That's why most counselors and most people who are in the profession will tell you, don't head back so quick, because a lot of people, when they come out of the treatment center, they go to halfway houses. And it's not because they can't afford to live somewhere else. It's because they really can't afford to go back into the environment from which they came.
Right.
Because what will happen is, if you go back in there too fast, those feelings and emotions will overwhelm us. And we'll end up trying to use the same solutions that we've used over the long haul, and we end up right back where we were.
And solutions that weren't really solutions at all.
Absolutely not. And so what I said when she went back and started doing an album and going on tour, what happens is you end up getting yourself in a predicament where if people don't like you, Then now, like, for instance, you know, at one concert, it's my understanding that Whitney got booed. Now, this is a lady who had never been booed in her life.
Right.
And really, we as just people, as fans and people around her, have absolutely no idea how that affected her psyche.
No.
To go from being one of the most loved and admired people in the world, in the world, to go into a situation where you've gone in too fast, you're really not ready. Not only are you not ready with your professional, but you're not ready in your personal, emotionally, and you go back into that too fast, and now the consequences of going back in too soon is hearing people ridicule you. Nobody really knows the effects of that until you've actually lived that.
And not only that, DC, with addicts, a lot of the reason what I've learned and what we've learned together on this journey is that a lot of that is fear.
Absolutely.
Fear causes people to use, that gives them a sense of well-being, a sense of courage to go out and to do whatever it is that they're trying to do. But our whole conversation and mourning the death of Whitney Houston, I was saying at the top of the show a little bit that we had gone fishing early Saturday morning. And we stayed, you know, we stayed out at the lake all day. And when we wrapped things up and we were on our way home, and we passed through a place where we grew up, and we often do that anytime we get a chance, just to just take a look back and see what's going on. And we saw people that we knew and that we grew up with. And one person I saw I could not recognize because of the toll that the drugs had taken on his physical attributes.
Right.
And at that moment, I just began to cry out and pray for him, because this is what dope is doing. It's taking people.
It's ripping people. It's taking lives. It's absolutely taking lives. And to the person who is out there using, and they can see somebody really close to them die from using, and they'll go right out and use, because it's the only way that they know how to deal with themselves is by ingesting more drugs or alcohol, because it is what they use to cope. Their whole life is centered in and around getting and using drugs or alcohol.
And I think that if we can begin to really understand what self-love is, and we can really start to build in our kids, because what we're looking at now is the next generation, the next generation that if our parents are using, and we're seeing people younger and younger, well, then every generation falls maybe prey to what they have seen at home. And, you know, there were photographs of her daughter that, you know, maybe suggested that maybe she may have some issues as well. And so we really have to get back to a real conversation of loving ourselves enough and our esteeming ourselves enough that we don't need to put drugs and alcohol in our system as a way of coping. And really, until we get down to the real truth of what that means for each person, and we start to talk to our young people about what and how to feel and how to deal with their emotions, we're going to see more and more young people that are going to use, maybe not crack cocaine, but more and more progressive drugs. You know, if things are changing, where people are starting to use more and more things to deal with their emotions. And so for parents, we've got to begin to start talking to our young people and talking to our kids about having real conversations about drugs and alcohol and about the dangers. You know, it seems in the beginning like it's all fun and all about having a good time. But one thing that happens, and we've seen it in our own lives, is that addiction will turn on you. And it will create a havoc in your life.
Absolutely.
That is unimaginable. And this morning and in the days and weeks to come, you know, we want to keep Whitney Houston's family lifted in our prayers. And really, really pray for her daughter in this next phase of her life. She's a very young woman and has got a lot of hopefully living to do. And so, you know, it's tough. It's tough. We're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we'll have more of On Point Talk right after this. Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888 888- 215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, market president for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates. Listen, if you've been in an accident, serious injuries, well, they deserve serious consideration. Start by phoning for a free consultation, 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Listen for those screenings that we talk about all the time. Here's the number, 318-442-0106. Axion Texas Louisiana, well, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888 888- 215-2373, extension 1560. Aggressive Health Solutions, well, they specialize in specialty medical equipment, and also they specialize in helping you if you've had breast surgery, if you've had a mastectomy and you need prostheses or you need the proper bras. Here's the number. It's 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, get Dish, get HD for Life, plus get your local channels, plus so much more when you simply phone Jeremy Clary at Get Wired Satellites. The number is 318-767-2220. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, it is Monday, February 13th. It's 8:15, and we hope that you're back on the grind this morning, up and ready to go. Remember those school zones? Well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And at the top of the show, we told you that we're going to call her our friend and even contributor to the OPT Network, Melody Beatty. If you don't know who she is, then this will be a revelation for you. She has been helping millions for years. Melody Beatty is one of America's most beloved self-help authors and a household name in addiction and recovery circles. Her book, her international best-selling book, Codependent No More, was introduced to the world, and it was a term, codependency, in 1986. Millions of readers have trusted Melody's words of wisdom and guidance because she knows firsthand. And Codependent No More sells actually 10,000 copies per month. Still, this book is a staple. Melody has been seen on the Oprah Show. She's been talked about on in every national scene that you can think of. And she's got a new book out. It's called Make Miracles in 40 Days, Turning What You Have into What You Want. And we welcome Melody back to the OPT. Melody, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I'm glad I finally made it here. And I apologize to any of the listeners that had to wait.
No worries. You are so worth the wait. One of the things, Melody, that we've been talking about is self-love. But we want to correlate that self-love and addiction and what the genesis really is. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, first I want to say that self-love is a really tough term to get our hands on, you know, or to put our mind around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you love yourself without being narcissistic?
Hmm.
How do you love, you know, what does it even mean? And I was talking to a friend, and I was talking to my brother even, about, can you even imagine what it would have felt like to be loved as children and to grow up with that feeling? And we both just looked at each other blankly and went, no, can't imagine what that would have felt like. And I think when we're missing that feeling, it drives us. The need to feel loved,
mm-hmm,
is a universal motivating driving force. And when we lack that as children, as one of my friends used to say, she was a sponsee actually, she used to say, there's this big hole in me that the wind goes whipping through. And not being loved, whether we recognize we haven't been loved or not, can leave that big hole in us. And then we're driven to go try and fill that up or to make ourselves feel better. And unconsciously, we're driven to make the pain go away. And we don't really know why, because we're not acting consciously and we're not making choices.
And so for those people, and we were talking about Whitney Houston earlier, and we want to be very, very careful because we don't want to intimate what the cause of death was. We want to be very sensitive and we want to be very respectful. But we do know that there was a history and that she had had some challenges in terms of drugs. And you were saying it, and we were saying it even before you came on, that drugs are one of those things that presents itself as the solution to a problem. And we really would like to try to reach people this morning to talk about how we can begin to turn that around.
Right. I think if we, I can talk about myself probably easier than other people.
Sure.
I know that I was driven. I started drinking when I was 12 years old. I'd go home from school to eat lunch, and I'd have a couple shots of straight whiskey. I was self-medicating. At 12 years old. I mean, that was not social drinking. Mm-hmm. That was not drinking to be in with anyone. I was medicating my own pain. And we do that as human beings. We seek medication for our pain, whether it's emotional or physical. The problem is if we're medicating, if we're self-medicating with alcohol or drugs, it's going to turn on us. And the problem, the cure is going to become a problem of its own eventually. We need to find healthy ways to medicate our pain, or better yet, to have the support to sink in and feel our own pain, release those feelings, and find out who's inside there. Because there's more in there than a great big empty hole.
Right.
There's us. And it's all about finding out who's inside of us, who we are, and knowing that's okay. I know for me, one of the hardest things was I felt that everything I felt was wrong, everything I thought was wrong, everything I did was wrong. It was just this shame and this low self-worth, and I didn't have the words in. I couldn't identify what it was, but it drove me to a very negative lifestyle, and I didn't even know it was a negative lifestyle because it made sense to me. It fit.
And, you know, as we begin to really talk about self-love, and I think that that's so interesting what you said really at the top of the show, there's a fine line between loving yourself and narcissism. But the fact of the matter is this. We've got to create and find a balance, Melody, and we have to help people to find that balance so they are not really killing themselves over time with the abuses of alcohol and drugs and pills and the things that ultimately are designed to go in and not only kill you physically, but I think it starts to kill you spiritually first.
Right. I was going to say the same thing, killer spirit. I've always thought that we should have treatment centers in every school in the United States. You know, there should be one outpatient treatment center where the kids can go to school, the kids that are living in pain, because when we're little people, it's too much to handle that pain. If we've been abused, if we've been repeatedly abused, I was abused so much that I didn't even know it was abuse. It was a way of life for me, you know, by the time I was 8 years old. And when I was older and I went back and refelt those feelings, they overwhelmed me then. As an adult, with all my tools of recovery, I could hardly go through it then. And I began to forgive myself. I began to have compassion for myself. It's so easy to have compassion for other people. And it's so hard to find that same compassion for
yourself. And so, Melody, for you, the idea of self-love and forgiving yourself and having compassion for yourself, when did that start? When did you understand that you had to have that for yourself?
Well, it started as a discipline. Of self-responsibility. Instead of focusing on the other person, focus on myself. What are my goals? What are my feelings? What do I need to do today to take care of myself? And that doesn't mean sitting around eating bonbons. It means what are my true responsibilities to myself? And I want to preface it, though, with it wasn't an overnight understanding. It's something that evolves and is still evolving. In my understanding of it, I was reading Eckhart Tolle's book. I don't know if you're familiar with it, A New Heaven and a New Earth. I was actually listening to his audio book. And he talked about love as being present and aware for another human being, being in the moment, being right here, right now, and being present for another person. And I thought, what if we applied that to ourselves? What if we were present and aware of ourselves each moment for what we felt, for what we thought, for who we are, and instead of judging that, allowed ourselves to be that without saying, oh, that's bad, that's wrong. And to me, that defines self-love, that presence and awareness of who we are.
Wow. You know, I have to take a minute to just take that in, Melody, because that's very, very profound. And spiritual, being present and being aware. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with much more of author Melody Beatty, self-love, self-gratitude, and self-healing. That's what we're talking about this morning. We're back after this. God only knows what we're fighting.
take my to turn and table.
Carol Henry Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Henry Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Henry Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Bowie. I'm the new public affairs manager with the American Red Cross of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, president and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Carroll Furniture. You know, it's tax time, and if you're looking for great furnishings, great style, they've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. We want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. If you're looking for someone that's compassionate and who understands insurance, Rosa Fields and her team. The number's 318-487-1881. And, of course, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts? The number to phone, 318-445-4582. And, of course, Hickson Automotive. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining the show, we're joined by an amazing author. She's sold literally millions of books, and has helped, I mean, countless people with codependency. She is the author of her newest book, Make Miracles in 40 Days, Turning What You Have into What You Want. Melody Beattie. Melody, I just can't say enough good things about you and about your work.
I'm really just a messenger. It's like life keeps pushing me off precipices or big cliffs. You know, I fall into this void, and then when I can figure out how to get my feet planted on the ground and go through that experience, then I get to write about it and help other people come out of what they're going through. And I never knew that being a writer entailed all this, at least in my case.
Wow. You know, one of the things that we were talking about during the break is the misconception that people have with love and relationships.
Oh, yeah. As we get close to Valentine's Day, I remember all the Valentine's Day days where I would just... First, I want to say that the AMA, the American Medical Association, has now recognized broken heart syndrome as a real physical condition. Our hearts really do break. And it does cause things to go wrong with our bodies and our hearts. But I can remember all the years that I would sit and just yearn for somebody to love me on Valentine's Day, to have what I assumed everyone else had, and that was this wonderful, ecstatic love with you know, a romantic love with another person, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever, and knowing that I didn't have that, and just feeling so sad and so let down. And so much of my life was about looking to fill that need to be loved, and it never worked. You know, when we're out there doing that, first of all, we give off an air of desperation that chases away anyone that could possibly be a good mate, and secondly, nobody else can make us happy. They can't do it. It's our job. Recently, I didn't write Codependent No More because I came from a happy family. I came from an extraordinarily dysfunctional family. And I don't just mean we had a few hard times. It was a crazy, crazy, painful family to grow up in. And we all hit the door the second we could and ran as far away from that family as we possibly could. And it was a family with mother as the matriarch, and no man stayed longer than a year. And in 2006, I was just recovering from a back surgery where they had gutted me like a deer and put two new artificial discs in, told me to go lay perfectly still for a year so it, what the new discs would take. And the day I was allowed to travel, something went, it's time to go see your mom. And I had had visits with her before. I lived in California. She was in Minnesota. And she seemed to be faking this memory loss, because when she wanted to remember something, she could. I had her out here for a couple weeks. I was going to do this great mother-daughter trip, and we were going to resolve all her issues, and I had all these images of, and she got here, and it was so unpleasant. But she couldn't remember where she was. She kept saying, or when she was supposed to go home. So I thought, oh, thank God. So I changed her plane tickets. But boy, could she remember then when she was supposed to go home. So, I mean, it was very unpleasant. And then I had gone up there at the request of my family, and I had tried to intervene, and she just said, get the hell out of here. I don't want your help.
Right.
And, but now I knew, and I had to let go. I mean, I've learned to let go as a discipline, and it is a discipline we can learn. But I knew it was time to go back there, and I went up there, and she was actually being killed. She was only getting 5 meals a week.
Wow.
Period. That was it. I didn't recognize the woman that answered the door. And the moment that door opened and I saw her standing there, a woman that was 90 years old.
Wow.
And she was dying. She was literally dying from mistreatment. And everything that had happened before then fell away. And I felt nothing but love for this woman. And as the weeks passed and I had to take it to court and go for conservative, because she did have Alzheimer's, I had a lot of learning to do about Alzheimer's, that it is a disease that we go into denial about the same way we do about someone's alcoholism, because it comes and goes. But as time went on, I made a very concrete decision that before my mother left this planet, she was going to know what it felt like to be truly and unconditionally loved.
Wow.
And so that became my mission, was to make her feel loved and to give her genuine love. And I did. And I found that she and I, despite her Alzheimer's, began having fun. We began laughing. She put the weight on. Her cheeks turned red. She turned into this beautiful woman. For the first time, she hugged me. She nurtured me. I mean, by not focusing on what I wanted, but becoming the love that I wanted to get and giving it to her, it came back to me. It couldn't help but do that at that. And I don't know if it was timing or whatever, but it was the most incredible experience. And I was even going to move back to Mora, Minnesota. I was mm-hmm. going to move from the beach at Malibu to Mora, Minnesota and live with her. And I was looking forward to it. And she broke her leg. Well, no, she didn't. She had a cerebral hemorrhage and it crushed her brain and they airlifted her to hospice. And I went to hospice and stayed there for the 2 weeks before she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I read to her from the Bible and I told her what a great mom she was. And I meant it. I mean, I felt so honored to be there. And she helped me come into this world and I helped her leave.
Wow.
I told her I could just go so far with you. But I mean, I really loved her. I had truly and genuinely grown to love this woman by the time she passed and missed her more than I ever believed I would and still do.
And for people, Melody, let me just interrupt you. For people who may not know your story, your relationship was not always that way with your mother.
It was a horrible, really. She was a very abusive, borderline pathological woman. And the other kids were physically beat. I didn't get physically beat because I was sick so much, but there were other kinds of abuse going on, and it was an ugly, painful home to grow up in. I had eight stepfathers. Yeah, just a parade through the house, and it was just, I mean, my mother was looking for love. She was desperately mm-hmm. searching for love. And at the same time, she was a very independent woman. I mean, she taught me that a woman could do anything she wanted to do. I mean, there were many gifts, but we tend to focus on the negative when we remember these relationships. Mm-hmm. I just grew to love her. And and instead of trying to control her and control her life at this last stage of her life, I began to treat her with respect, even though she had Alzheimer's. I began to ask her what she wanted and honor that response. It's not what we do as much as how we do it that matters and that changes things. I became present and aware for her, for myself. I did things that I thought would bring her joy, and they did bring her joy, and she smiled more. And, you know, she couldn't write out checks anymore. I was her conservator, and she wouldn't have known how to write a check out. But she had this dignity to the very end. She would pick up her little purse, and she'd put her lipstick on before she left the house. And, I mean, I don't know if she died with dignity, but she lived the last years of her life, even though she had Alzheimer's, with a great degree of poise and mm-hmm. dignity. And we found that love. She died feeling so loved. And even at her funeral, people said, I've never seen this woman so beautiful.
Mm.
I said, no, she's dead.
And so, Melody, let me ask you this. The connection between love and codependency. Before we've got to let you go, I want you to talk about that connection.
Well, we're looking for something, and it isn't really love. We're looking for somebody to do for us what no human being can do. Although I talked about making my mom feel loved, we're not going to go out there in the world and find someone that's made a decision to make us feel loved. Mm-hmm. And if we do, we're going to get in trouble. But most people with the issue of codependency, number one, they don't want to admit it because there's so much stigma that goes with that word now. You know, we think of the rabbit boiling woman in that movie. you know, all sorts of crazy things. You know, we're stalking. And that's not, that can be what codependency is, but usually it's a quieter, more reserved thing that keeps us taking responsibility for everyone around us,
mm-hmm.
not feeling our own feelings, having so many unfelt emotions in us that when they do start coming out, we call them depression and anxiety, and they're really just a thousand feelings from our past that we haven't felt. We tend to think everything we feel is wrong, and then we want somebody to make us feel better. And nobody wants a job. It's a big job. Nobody's going to take it on. It's ours to take on. And as we grow in our understanding of love, we'll find it, but not necessarily the way we think we will. Some of us might never be in the romantic relationship we want to be in. It might not be. We might not even want it once we're conscious and present and aware for ourselves of what we want. And we have the freedom to make our own decisions about what we want. Some of us are so unconscious, we don't even know who we'd like to be with.
Wow.
We just want someone. We want a body there to fit a role. It's like we're taking applications.
Right.
To fill this role in our life that we want filled, and that's not love.
And I think that that is so poignant as we are on the heels of Valentine's Day. And I think, Melody, that this is a subject that we really don't talk about with this kind of depth. What really, we have an idea of what the movies has said love should be and what we think it should be. And we really are disconnected from what it really, really is.
We are. Most of us wouldn't recognize it if it knocked us over. And love doesn't knock us over. Love is gentle, and it's kind, and it's compassionate, and it has boundaries. It sets boundaries. Love doesn't necessarily endure all things, because if we love ourselves and we love another person, we're not going to let them treat us badly. It's not good for them, and it's not good for us.
Absolutely. Melody, I want to thank you always for your wisdom, for the years of work, and for such amazing work that has changed and continues to change the lives of millions of people around this world. The latest book is Make Miracles in 40 Days. And one day, Melody, we're going to get a chance to talk about that.
I do want to say real quickly that that's a great book to help you start loving yourself and to get in touch with accepting who we are on a daily basis, and probably going deeper. It's a little bit different look at things than most people will think. It's a different perspective. My latest book is actually, it's a companion book to Codependent No More, and it talks about specifically how to work the 12 steps and apply them to codependency issues. And I like it because the 12 steps are free.
Absolutely.
And you don't need to spend money.
And you know what, Melody, we're going to have you back in a little bit, and we're going to wrangle you back. I know you've got a lot going on, but I'd love to have you come back on and talk about that. Give the website.
Okay, there's three websites. The main one is www.melodybeattie.com. The website that helps people that are trying to figure out how to work, make miracles in 40 days is www.melodybeattie.org, O-R-G. And then for people going through any kind of pain, loss, or grief, whether it's codependency, breakup of a relationship, any kind of pain, is www.melodybeattie.net. Think of it as a safety net. And I answer all emails. I respond to everyone myself, and I try and get back to people within 24 hours, but sometimes I have to put that away for like a day or two. But I will respond to every single post people make, and it's a forum. People are good about giving and receiving help. We had to redo it again. It's grown by such leaps and bounds. But any kind of pain at all, you go there, you will find a group of people that will become a support group.
Absolutely. Melody, thank you so much for spending the very earliest part of your morning, because she's out on the West Coast, with us right here on the official OPT network. Melody, stand by for me. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't lust. I know these
Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carla Christmas.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888 215
2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Hello, I'm Johnny Bernardo, president of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Harlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills. Listen, they are absolutely changing lives through programs. If you know someone that is a nonviolent offender that needs training, that needs help getting into life and getting on the right track, programs that will provide a good job, then this is where you want to start. You want to start by phoning 337-214-0428. Go to the website and check it out. I'm telling you, I believe that this program is going to be so instrumental in changing lives. The website is www.aatts.com. Also, Tonja's Professional Tax Service. If you're in Bunkie, the number to phone is 318-346-6788. She's located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. And of course, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. And if you're in Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. If you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up with our guest, author Melody Beattie. She's probably best known for Codependent No More. And just to know that people are still buying the book in masses. It sells about 10,000 copies a day. And just to have her in our presence and to have her to just talk about her journey. And I tell you, she's got so much more that she's going to contribute to us and to this broadcast. So we want you to just go to her website, check it out. If you're going through grief, if you're going through alcoholism and drug abuse or codependency, Melody Beattie is where you want to start for help and healing. You can go to her website at www.melody, it's M-E-L-O-D-Y, Beattie is spelled B like boy, E-A-T-T-I-E. I tell you, I want to just thank you guys for listening this morning. And I just want to finish up with this. You know, we're going to be talking about self-love, not only through the month of February, but all the time. And one thing about love is patient and love is kind. And love has got to start with each of us. It's got to start with self. And so I think that losing so many people this year really gives us pause. And when we lose people in the realm of what could be circumstances that could have been changed, we really, really can't talk about loving yourself enough to take care of yourself and finding out what that is. We're so out of time for now, but I want to thank you as always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. This will be our anthem.
The greatest love of all is self-love. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
Remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.